From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Having a little fun today with the topic of aging in place. Very often it involves bringing multi-generations of the same family under one roof. Some of the things you can do to make that a little bit easier on you and drive up your quality of life. You know, it has an impact on what you can do with cabinets as well. A lot of people, as they age in place, aren't so apt to get up into those upper cabinets. So we've actually come in and taken the upper cabinets and actually lowered them closer to the countertop, so you don't have the typical 18 inches, lower it down to about 14 or 15 inches, make that top shelf just a little bit easier to get into, makes it a little bit easier to access everything. The other thing we do a lot of is install the cabinets that have the rollout trays and the Lazy Susans. That's, you know, that the fella...
Shelves that slide
says he does a bunch of them. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. You can do a whole kitchen for under $500, where if you've got the older cabinets that all the fixed shelves limit your access to the back, consider shelves that slide. You can get in there and replace those with shelves that slide all the way out.
And it's funny, you see that and you're like, oh yeah, that's neat, but you know, you think about it, you're like, oh, I'm not going to mess with that. I tell you what, we have it now. Oh, I will never have shelves that don't roll out. I mean, the amount of time it saves you and the amount of noise reduction from clang, 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 and you got to pull everything out to get to the one dish you want in the back. That's one of the best simple inventions. That
pretty clever.
Oh, my gosh. That's in my top five of...
We do a lot of things by adjusting heights for appliances as well. A lot of times we take washers and dryers and we move them up. And then a lot of times we take microwaves and move them down. We actually take dishwashers and lift them up off the ground as well. So those are all things that we can do to make your quality of life, you know, as easy and best as possible as you age in place. Now, I want to go back. You got something else on that?
I was just going to ask. We've been giving direction on it. Do you want some direction back? Or do you want to continue on with what you had?
Well, where are you going to go with that?
Your father-in-law's online, and he wants to give you specs for his suite for moving back in. Do you want to take him?
Zeta, Jennifer's...
Hey, my dear son-in-law. Are you there?
You know, I like your house more than I like my house. We're moving in with you. You're not moving in with us.
Well, no, let's get down to specifics now. How many square feet will our suite be? Will we have our own kitchenette? And you just talked about moving microwaves down. How far down would you have to move it for me?
Way down. Listen, this is it. Listen, if we ever end up under the same roof, this is how it's going to be. I'm gonna come up to the house, and we're gonna build y'all a real comfortable little setting and bedroom out with Alex's in the stables, and you know, I'll turn that little barn area into a comfortable little sitting room and bedroom, and Jennifer and I will have the master suite. And
I see, you're going to take over our house, and we're going to live in my barn. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, well, lots of amenities out there then, and we got to have plenty of room for Alex. Now, but you do have some other in-laws, too. Where will their suites be?
In the barn with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rose, but remember this. I like Southwestern design, so, you know, plenty of that. And
We'll stay in that flavor for sure.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm glad I know where I really stand now.
Well, All right. He has a great house. It's up in way north, Scott, so north of Carefree, and his view's out of
past
that
desert
room.
Mountain.
Oh, gosh. It's absolutely beautiful. I'd much rather move in with him than have him move in with me. Hey, we were talking about staycations. I want to have Kimber Lanning on, Romy. Could you arrange that from Local First?
We'll
Arizona?
Have to call her at Stinkweeds.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with her because this whole staycation thing is really I'm passionate about. And if you're looking at staycation ideas, Arizona Highways, this edition has the Wildflowers 2013, different routes you can take, and they've got like 8 or 9 different locations you could go statewide. Take a weekend and go take a look at the wildflowers as the spring blossoms up. Phoenix Magazine has their last two issues. February issue was 52 things you can do in Arizona. And then their March issue is like 100 things to do in Arizona. Take off your bucket list. There's a couple things in there that take you outside Arizona. Like I think they tell you to go to the Dell in San Diego and, you know, visit that. But most of the things are all Arizona focused. What better state in the union is there to age in place than right here in Arizona? You can have it all right here.
Yes, sir. If you would like to register, go to rosieonthehouse.com from the home page. Now, this is one you can sign up for over and over and over. Now, we draw one person every 90 days, but only one entry per 90 days. But you can enter every single 90 days. You'll see on the right-hand side along the top, click here to register for our Sanderson Ford Staycation.
There you go. And that is a staycation that you pick the dates and you pick the location. As long as it's in Arizona, it's a 3 or 4 day free vacation we put together for you. Where else could you go and win something and then have it customized just to fit you?
Join us next week. We'll be out at the Phoenix Stadium. Maricopa County Home and Garden Shows. Come see us at the Sanderson Ford Lincoln Demo Stage.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night,
everyone.
My daddy built this house with his bare hands 6 years ago.
Well, your daddy is a liar.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
We love you like a son, but even parents have limits.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob.
You feed him, he'll never leave.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.